My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
Shope
and are. The Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. Before we get into some Bills stuff, just in, the Chargers have announced a Justin Herbert injury in the last few minutes. Plantar fascia right foot. Doctors recommend at least approximately 2 weeks in a boot. Expectation being ready to start the regular season. Ready for the start of the regular season. Justin Herbert. That get the power rankings out. If the Chargers won't have Justin Herbert in the preseason,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, graduated return to play protocol. Yeah, I appreciate the, you know, expectation that he'll be ready for the regular season, but the, you know, I don't know, graduated return to play protocol sounds a little scary.
The backup started against the Bills in December, Easton Stick. So good luck with that.
Yeah. I don't think it would.
I don't think we need to get the rankings.
Yeah, no. Where were they anyway? They were like,
you hate them.
I think they're going to be terrible. I don't think they're even really trying to be good this year. I think next year, I think Harbaugh will sort of ease into this, and I just don't think the roster is that good.
12th.
All right.
No one knows what to do with them in fantasy.
I'll bet.
Because with Harbaugh and Greg Roman, if you knew who their running back, if they had a number one running back and you knew who it was going to be, I mean, you'd want to bet on that guy pretty heavily. Because they're, I mean, every Greg Roman team ever, including the ones here, were good running teams. And Harbaugh with San Francisco, like Michigan, I mean, that's
right.
It seems, even with Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is the counterpoint to that. Like, you have him. So are we sure they're going to run the ball like crazy? But, you know, if they are, who's the guy?
Well, that's even been buffeted. I just saw our buddy Sigmund Bloom tweeting like that there have been talk of unleashing him as a runner, like you, because Greg Roman, like this. So, obviously Herbert is not Lamar Jackson or even Josh Allen, but he's capable of doing more probably with his feet than he's been asked to do so far. But maybe this puts a big crimp in that.
I still have, relatively speaking, doubts about him. Because for me, this goes back to many years evaluating, analyzing, discussing Bills quarterbacks who are trying to figure out, like, what's really in there. I think of Edwards when I'm thinking of this point now. That, okay, well, you might not have the surrounding talent. The coach gets a lot of criticism. You know, with the Chargers, people talk about karma and just sort of bad luck and just these other factors, whatever you want. The quarterback has enough power to get done what needs to get done to a point. And with him, this is the year where they played the last game of the year at Vegas and with a tie would have made the playoffs, but couldn't get the tie in the last few seconds. Incredible game. You know, I'm thinking of that and other big games of theirs, of his, where it's just all so short. The Chargers have always played so short. And, I mean, he's not the coach, but he's the most important person in the organization. He's paid like it. At some point, I want that player to assert.
Yeah, and you might even suspect, I mean, I don't know this, and it doesn't really make sense because I think we've all seen his physical attributes are obvious. He's big. He's got a big arm. He should be able to push the ball down the field. And maybe it's just a, you know, coaching brain cramps or whatever, but you'd think whether he asserts himself or they would look at what he can do and go, well, we should trust him to do that because he's really, that's a weapon. Like, he's in the top, you know, whatever percentile of guys that can make these throws.
Arm talent, right.
And so why aren't we utilizing that? You know, it makes you wonder whether or not there's reason to suspect whether he can be trusted to do that.
Well, they brought in Kellen Moore last year, who was deposed in Dallas as offensive coordinator. And what I heard overall was a lot of excitement about that. That the Chargers, okay, now this can get serious.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody that, I mean, Dallas's offenses were often great under him.
He's getting run out of Dallas because he throws too much.
It was weird.
Yeah.
They scored too many points.
Right.
Mike McCarthy fewer points.
We want to slow down.
Right. So, and in fairness, they did well anyway, Dallas. But it did not go well for the... I think they were 5-12. He was hurt, too. But it kind of fell apart. And now then he's out. He went to Philadelphia now, Kellen Moore. Like, you had a guy that most people thought this was a really credible idea, and they put him with Justin Herbert, and it went completely wrong. Okay, well, Eckler got old. You know, I don't want to blame it on the running back, really. I just kind of wanted to think that that's an offense that's going to hum, and it didn't. So it's all just to say I'm not as quick as everybody else to get to how elite he is. You know, just there is – it's always so interesting. I was with my son in the car the other day, and the morning guys were talking about, you know, quarterback comparisons and Mahomes and Allen and just Super Bowls and everything. This, I think, was on Monday morning. And when they went to break, 7 minutes late, I mentioned to my son just how fascinating talking quarterbacks is just the best. You know, I could listen to these two guys do this all day. It's just, you know, so interesting because you do, I don't know, do you not? As wrong as it feels sometimes, you do want to attribute team results to the individual beyond where it's probably fair to do that. And, you know, with Allen, this has been a talking point with him this summer, this offseason, because they lost in the second round again. And we've had conversations about certain analysts who I think maybe are missing the facts.
Right.
In
talking
putting
about
their
his
narrative.
Playoff mistakes and turnovers, and he's hurting the team, and like that's actually the opposite is true.
Yeah, I mean,
he takes better care of the ball in the playoffs than he does even in the regular season.
It's just really hard to resist the idea that the quarterback can't control the whole thing. You see Mahomes, and it feels like no matter what else, the Chiefs just did not have weapons. 2 years ago, their defense was bad. It didn't matter. What did we say? He's too good. He's so good that it didn't matter. So much of football, ultimately, we think, well, it doesn't matter because you've got him. Bills fans right now are probably hoping there's some truth in that for them this year.
Yeah.
With the losses, you know? Like, well, Allen's so good, so hopefully that really doesn't hurt us. We'll see. So Herbert is somebody like this for me, where I know I'm not supposed to do it. I know I'm not supposed to blame not everything, but you get the point. The Chargers, you know, overall futility on him, because if you're a great quarterback, you're supposed to be above that,
right?
Being possible.
You know what just came to mind is how I always felt like Matthew Stafford got a raw deal when he was in Detroit.
Okay,
there's a franchise that, you know, certainly has had prior to last year. I mean, it's been it was a long time coming, and Stafford was the number one overall pick, and I thought was excellent, but they had they didn't win a single playoff game, and they only made a couple of appearances, I think, during his time in Detroit. Like, right. So it was just maybe pretty similar to Justin Herbert's existence so far in the league. I mean, I think Stafford was there maybe twice as long as Herbert's been with the Chargers already.
Right.
But I was thrilled for him because I liked him. And, you know, it often depends on where you start out with a guy, right? I started out at, like, watching Stafford at Georgia. Boy, I really like this guy. And then he gets to the league. Like, so I'm already in a position to, you know, admittedly not be objective. I like this guy. I'm already predisposed to thinking he'll be good.
Yep.
Right? So it was easy for me to defend him. And then he gets to L.A. and they win the Super Bowl. I'm like, see? He's good. I knew it all along. So yeah, maybe the same thing will happen with Herbert, or maybe it'll turn around. Yeah, again, I don't think it'll be this year, but maybe with Harbaugh there, they'll find a way to unlock him. But it all seems like weird choices to try to do that. Hiring Harbaugh and Greg Roman to try to unlock Justin Herbert seems almost like the opposite of what you would want to do. But
almost,
that's where they are.
Almost. Justin Herbert has a foot injury, may miss up to, or perhaps even into, up to the start, perhaps even into the regular season, the Chargers say. Why didn't Adam Schefter say it? How rude of the Chargers to announce that.
Right.
They know what they're supposed to do?
How did that happen?
They're supposed to tell Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, and two or three other guys at exactly the same time.
That's a really good catch up by you. Like, I don't think that it was out there anywhere before the first tweet I saw was from the Chargers account. So I guess they just bypassed the insiders.
Apparently. Wow, that'll cost them.
Right, it will.
Watch out next time.
Right.
You're supposed to tell the reporters.
Yeah, here's Schefter, Chargers announced.
Yep.
So
he's got to be wondering what
right.
happened.
Was my phone broken?
What happened here? What do you think you're doing? So is Herbert... Is he top 10 in the league?
Ooh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Top 10 in the league. I mean, boy, just look at the AFC alone. Like, his skill set, I think, tells you that you might want to rate him above Tua Tagovailoa, for example. But who's been the better player so far in their careers?
Well,
I think Tua. I mean, this is the team and team success and wins point you just made. But
he was the passing leader in the NFL.
Right. I mean, so if you're going to put Tua in there, I mean, I don't even know. You might not even get out of the AFC.
I think he'd be like sixth for me in the AFC.
Okay.
Mahomes, of course, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. And then you can debate between himself, Tua,
Aaron Rodgers,
maybe whatever you want to do with Rodgers at this point, and Stroud, or even Lawrence.
Right.
I guess.
Then you get to the NFC, and you're talking about Prescott, and Hurts, and Stafford, who I just mentioned, and Jordan Love, and I don't know, am I done? I might be done.
Purdy, Goff.
Sure. Neither guy. Right.
I don't think that's crazy.
I don't either.
Murray?
Sure.
You're almost to half the quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Wondering if Justin Herbert.
Right.
He's probably in the top half.
I probably would take him above some of the guys we mentioned because of the physical traits and just figure I'll unlock that. I'll figure it out. I think there is a lot of... Just a ton of talent in there. Like, if I had to choose right now to start my team, I think I would take him over Tua. Even though there hasn't been as much success. It's the same draft, right? A pick apart,
yep.
I think. And I feel like the physical traits, I would trust that he's someone who could elevate more readily than Tua could, even though he hasn't really shown it, you know, to the tune of, you know, QB wins.
I probably would too, But that would be one where you'd want to know, like, you'd wonder what we don't know about how much he has to do with the Dolphins' efficiency. Like, he is super accurate timing throws. I mean, yes, he has two great receivers, but still, like, he was impressive.
He puts the ball where it's got to be.
If you go off script, he's a mess. Right. He's almost, you know, futile when it's a broken play. So that's, I mean, Herbert's different in that respect. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if Herbert, and I'm just one fan, right? But I just wonder if he has the, you know, if he, the piece that Allen has, well, one of many, but the piece that Allen has where he is going to take the shot. I don't mean the hit. I mean the throw. He's going to try the throw. Yeah. And I don't know that Herbert is the same in that way because really throughout his career, they've just been kind of limited mm-hmm. and coaches have been blamed for it.
Right.
Losing record for his career.
Yeah, more than one coach so already, I think, right? So,
well, he'd be on his third, probably, yeah. I think. Anyway, it's another first today. First preseason game.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah,
it's tonight. One of many football calendar firsts. The Hall of Fame game. Will you watch?
Do we? Yeah. Yeah. I will turn it on.
I'll watch the beginning.
Even though, you know, I have tomorrow off, so it's not like you're going to be counting on me for, like, in-depth analysis of this preseason tilt between the Bears and the Texans.
You know I would have been.
You're going to have to do it yourself. But, yeah, I mean, it's the first, finger quote, game. Yeah, I will look at it.
The total is 31 at MGM. Houston minus 1.5, 31.
Do we know if Houston's guys are playing yet?
They're not.
Okay.
That would be...
What, do we know that, though? Like, I would assume they're not, but the coach was playing games with that earlier in the week. So that's
yeah, he said he declined to say.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at like a 16.25, 14.75, 16-14 kind of score.
Yeah.
That sounds perfectly Hall of Fame game.
Sounds wonderful. Probably a nice time sitting out in the middle of Ohio tonight, too. Probably won't be hot or anything at all.
I mean, even sitting here, maybe, but,
it's just
you know, cheap shot.
Gross outside.
So we've got Sal coming up at 4, and he's got another interesting report on camp today. It's mostly a continuation of what we've had, which is injury concerns at safety and Claypool and Ty Johnson, you know, players who have some relevance. And, you know, the Keon Coleman update. Another Keon Coleman. This could happen every game this year where he made this great play, but he was called for interference. And Sal was like, I really couldn't tell if it should have been called interference. What was it 2 days ago that they couldn't tell?
If his feet were in his feet, or something.
One day it was, they couldn't tell if his feet were in. One day they couldn't tell if it was interference. One day they couldn't tell if it was defensive interference, right? There was a play with Elam. Just every day, Coleman is one of these people, I think. You know, just there's always going to be something going on with him. A little bit of a stretch, maybe, already to say that.
Yeah.
Here on August 1st. But it is August now.
He has been a content factory so far.
He is a content factory.
I mean, off the right away, the yellow coat and the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tiger wish he could, and all. Like he's been gold so far.
Yes. So, Sal, give us the updates. They could have problems at safety. We've been talking about this for a couple days. You know, you've got two guys who are week to week now, and you know that they're not taking that lightly because they've brought in two veterans.
I mean, I think one of those two guys were like, if there was a battle back there at all with the rookie having a shot, I think he and Edwards were the two guys that were going to be battling for that starting spot, and they're both out week to week. So, you know, fine, you can support DeMar Hamlin all you want or bring in these other guys, but I think the two lead candidates to start alongside Taylor Rapp are out week to week. So, you can always tell you or tell yourself or tell your friends it could have been worse, right? I mean, Cole Bishop could be injured more seriously than he is. Maybe, you know, he's not even wrapped up or anything. He's just walking around out there. So, fine, week to week. Hopefully that means, 2 weeks.
Well, you never know, but it's at least 2 weeks, or else you would not put it like
week
that.
Week to week, you'd be day to day.
Yeah. The coaches don't have to be specific at all. This is just how it is. So week to week is Sean McDermott offering some information, willingly, which does not always happen. He's telling you that it's going to be a while for these two guys. Edwards, who's a little older, I mean, he's older than Bishop, of course, but what is he, 28, maybe? I'm not sure I'm right. Hamstring, that's not how you want to start training camp. And he had a previous injury in the summer or the spring that kept him out of minicamp practices. So week to week on him, I mean, he's a veteran. Once he's healthy, you shouldn't need to necessarily to think like you've got to work with them all in all this way. But who knows just kind of how hard a struggle it'll be for him to get right when you're pulling a muscle so significantly at the beginning of camp that the Bills are ruling you out for weeks.
Right.
Like immediately. That's what that is. I mean, that's it. That's past the first preseason game, at least, past next weekend, at least. And then Bishop is the same thing. The injury happened more recently, so it's probably a little longer. Maybe it's a couple preseason games. There are only three. You get to a point pretty quickly if it's not like a two-week injury. You get to a point where you're talking about IR. And that's, what, four games?
Right, yeah.
So I think all with week to week as the terminology, I think they might already be sort of pondering. I think we should be pondering IR for those two players which I think is four games. There might be, I don't know all the rules. Like, it's preseason. Maybe there's, I don't know if it's pop or whatever the different possible paths
would be. Well, we can sort
be.
That out with Sal in about 45 minutes or so.
If it needs to be sorted out.
Yeah, just get some definition about what, you know, what the options might be. But yeah, I mean, the Bills' own actions are telling you that they're concerned enough. Yeah, you know, I mean, one guy the day we learn about Edwards, another guy the day we learn about Bishop, and, you know, we're just sort of hanging on tight at this point, hoping they can get through. But and that these guys are back to get at least a little bit of work before the season begins.
I appreciate that every year is different. And players are not, you know, it's not an algorithm. They're human beings. But I can't imagine we'd all feel really that good about DeMar Hamlin being a week one starter. I mean, the Bills have not gone there. they had Hyde and Poyer, although there were injuries there. Like that, a couple years ago when he was...
He went down. Yeah,
he was starting.
He was playing. Yeah, I don't feel like there was a problem there. Last year they brought in guys, and they brought in more guys this year. And, you know, some of that might just be they don't know really what to expect from him. You know, like last year he talked some already this year about how hard it was to just get back to playing football. And we all sat here and I think nodded along with that thought anytime it was brought up. Like, can you imagine you died on the field and now you're going to go back and do the thing? Like, that takes a certain sort of fortitude and courage to do that. And maybe he's just even that much more comfortable and maybe more back to where he was playing wise before the incident in Cincinnati. I don't know, but yeah, it doesn't bring a lot of comfort to think of him starting. You know, I felt like the first day of camp was maybe somewhat symbolic. Edwards had missed most of the spring, and we've got, you know, this guy is an inspirational story. All right, you know, he should get the first crack at this today. But that lasted exactly a day, and then 3 or 4 days later, Edwards got hurt, and that was that.
Well, hard to know just how concerned to be, but I think it's probably right to be at least a little. 803-0550 is the number. We will talk to Sal, as we said. Thoughts on Coleman, the safeties, the season overall. We're always here for it, looking to hear from fans who want to tell us how they think this year is going to go. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, thanks for being with us today. This is WGR.
I don't know if we really have a one or two. I think we got a group of guys that are just finding ways to get open, and they're doing their job. They understand their roles within each concept. Curtis Samuel's a guy that sticks out to me using his speed. He's kind of a gadget guy. You can place him in the backfield. I'm sure you saw some of that today. Mm-hmm. And he scored a touchdown running the ball. So Matt Collins bringing the juice, drafting a guy like Keon, guys that can go up and get the ball. You know, MVS, a guy like Terrell Shavers, who's been in the system for a year now. You know, he was on the P-Squad last year. He's come to play. A lot of guys are making plays all over the field right now, and they're working really hard.
That is the second time recently that I've heard Josh Allen ticking off names of wide receivers that he has not mentioned a certain Notre Dame alum.
I only thought to pay attention to the names he was saying when he got to MVS. And then I thought I probably should have been listening to this more closely for that reason. Did he mention Shakir?
No, I guess not. That's a good catch. Zach, you're saying he didn't, right? Yeah. All right. I was listening for Claypool because I heard him on with One Bills Live last week one day, and he did same sort of thing and just rattled off a bunch of names and that could utterly meaningless.
I know that's right. It's I feel like I don't have to tell you. It's fine to point that out. You also want to say, who knows?
Right.
Because if I'm Allen and I say all that, and then I'm listening to somebody, you know, scrutinize which guys I didn't mention, I'd want to punch the
right. Like,
the wall.
Give me a break, you guys. You want me to read the roster to you?
am I making news if I don't literally say every name? Like, right. Hamler, Isabella, Claypool, did I miss anyone? Please don't let me stop until I make sure that I've mentioned literally everybody here. Because if I don't, then, right. You know, that's a problem.
It's a good catch that he didn't say Shakir either. So, yeah, this was, I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Claypool, you know, the last time, before he got hurt this time, he's had a couple injuries. And this one's kept him out for multiple practices now. This toe injury, I guess it is. Before that happened, before it was a story that he wasn't on the field, we talked about, I had the thought, Like, I know I'm a little bit obsessed. I know I'm very hopeful for him because I don't feel great about this collection of players, but it's very possible this is going nowhere, right? Like, I started to sort of blame myself for thinking too much about him. Like, who is he really? I made the point how, you know, the Bills weren't satisfied because they kept signing guys. They brought in him. They brought in MVS. Like, they told you by their actions that they didn't feel like they were all set, which is fine. That's what they should do. So I, you know, would glom onto that. And then, you know, he's probably the best player when right of a lot of these guys. You know, maybe all of them. But very little investment, a checkered career, even though it's been short.
Mm-hmm.
And he's missing camp. These are big misses for him. So that Allen didn't mention him, maybe it's irrelevant. Maybe it's because he's not really in the mix.
Right. He's not on your mind. You're not throwing the ball to him. It could just be as simple as that. He hasn't been practicing in a couple days, and that's that. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like this doesn't have to be right. I mean, the Bills will do whatever. If the talent, when he does, eventually, assuming he gets back on the field at some point here relatively soon, I want to trust day to day that maybe sometime next week that, you know, that's possible. You know, maybe the talent just emerges and you just can't keep him off your roster. But I don't think I said this when he got here, but it has felt to me all along like he's going to need to just every day just sort of be there. Like, just be omnipresent, right? Like you can't watch them practice and not go, wow, there's Claypool again. And you can't do that if you're, you know, sitting on the sideline. So I think he's in tough. I think he was in tough to begin with. If he was doing all that every day, I think he'd still have an uphill climb. This obviously, I think, hurts him maybe badly.
I think one of the interesting things to try to interpret from these camp practices, with this year being probably a little bit, it might be a little bit more meaningful to try. You know, like the last few years, there's been really almost no reason to wonder how good the Bills were going to be. And this year, some people would say the same thing, but I think there's at least a little bit of reason to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow the day-to-day with camp. You know, other years I might be just really casual when it comes to that. This year, I'm paying a little bit closer attention. And I wonder if, like, we're talking about Coleman and Elam, to name two. Two players who are going against each other, it sounds like, quite a lot. What the equation is for them in terms of what the Bills really need to see. They're both, Coleman is the first pick of the second round. Elam is a late first round pick. They're both big investments. They're both young, even though Elam has 2 years in. They're both, you know, hit and miss maybe players, if you will. I mean, Coleman is still a rookie, but Elam has certainly been, I mean, he's been benched.
Yeah.
So you've got, you have reports of each guy doing this spectacular thing. You know, Elam making a great play on the ball. Coleman as well. Like, they've both been touted for individual, you know, plays at camp. But then you also have had the opposite, which is, like, every day with Coleman, like I said yesterday when Sal was on, just, oh, there was a miscommunication. Oh, there was a pass. Oh, he doesn't catch the ball clean. Oh, we don't really know whose fault this was, but he didn't go the way that Allen thought he was going to go. Like, there have been rookie stuff, but also the kinds of things that I think coaches will just not tolerate. Like, you've got to get that stuff to a point where we can really trust you before we're going to ask you to do anything. Because these can be plays that cost you games. Guy goes left, pass goes right, pick six, you lose.
Right.
That's, you know, chemistry is a fine word for it. It's true enough. But Allen's got to know that these guys are going the way he's expecting them to go, or else, you know, you could end up losing. And, you know, Elam on the other side of the ball is kind of the same. Like, there's never been much question about him as an athlete. Or maybe just the same, his ability to do some of these things. But if he gets lost, then you're dead.
Right. Like,
you can't have it.
He gets lost, and, you know, he's got the reputation for taking penalties is continuing into this camp. Like I feel like that's a part of his story. It's Coleman had him beat. He ran away from him, and Sal has said it three or four times. I think they're kind of, and Galen grabbed his jersey.
Like, Mac Hollins,
right?
Too.
Like, I the thing about that, I mean, I know it's just practice, but like if he's in a habit of doing that, like that's obviously not going to be good. Those can be big penalties. Those can be drive extenders. It's not exactly the same as the turnover result in a wrong route run by an offensive player like Coleman, but it's still not at all what you're going to want. And so, it's one thing to like just sort of try to get through practice, but if you're grabby and that's how you're trying to like make it work here, if your plan is to just make them call it all the time, I think you could be in a little bit of trouble. Because he's already got two guys ahead of him here. So we'll see. I mean, I'm saying that, like, I'm not down on him, but I think there are, there's some, those things are troubling.
Consistency is what the word you need.
Yeah.
You need consistency. Maybe less being spectacular and more being just reliable.
Yeah.
That might be the question for each of those players. 803-0550, Sal at 4, lines are open now. Big draft last night. Oof. Oh, buddy.
Without me?
I know.
How come you didn't call?
Well, I figure you'll be fine joining us on Tuesday to draft with Nick Bakay. I figured like you'll...
Sure.
I wanted to give you a little space before you make the... You never call the next day. When it's early, never call the next day. Come on. But now that you've been indoctrinated... Maybe we'll see you in there with Nick. I've been texting with him setting up Tuesday night.
Yep.
And he's got an account already in the FFPC.
Of course, of course he does.
He drafted in the deep end invitational. Like he knows the game.
Yeah, he's not fooling around. He doesn't need to have his hand held like I do.
You don't have to define superflex to Nick Bakay.
No,
he knows.
He knows what's up. Yeah.
Tuesday night, Adam and I are doing a doubleheader, one with Trista and then one with Nick. At FFPC, you can sign up over there if you want. Maybe Bulldog will join, but I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to share the space if I were you.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to come barging into somebody else's celebrity draft with a Big Nuts 55. Oh, I think that's Bulldog's team. No, I'm not going to do that to Nick or Trista.
You had your own spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to show up at yours.
Right.
I'm above that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, you know,
I wouldn't feel right about it.
You ever get a tweet from somebody and you're one of like 10 people in the media say that they sent it to,
mm-hmm.
and then you read the names, you're like, I'm not responding to this. You ever do that?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I want my own tweet. Ask me. You want to know what I think? Ask me what I think. Right. You just want to blast everybody, just hoping you just catch one.
Right.
No, I'm out. Sorry. Come on. That's how it goes. Now you've been told. That's how it goes.
I don't love clutter. Like the thing about those sorts of tweets that I end up getting lumped in is like, like anyone, if you don't think you've done anything to get attention and you go to you go to your Twitter page, your x.com page, excuse me.
Thank you.
And you see like on the screen of your phone or your iPad, you got 26 notifications. Like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, what did I do? Oh, yeah, no, it was just that. It was one, it was like a thread with like 20 media people mentioned in it. And like everybody's, and it's fine. Like everybody's enjoying this discussion, but like, it's not, I didn't do anything.
Somebody
This isn't about me, so what am I doing here?
So, somebody heard, they perceived a slight about Josh Allen, and they want everybody in the media to know and be mad about it.
I can't mute that crap
fast enough. That's almost a block.
Just get out of here.
That's almost a block.
I am out.
No.
Yeah, tag 10 other people.
Pass.
Hey, did you see what Nick Wright said? Like, no!
You don't know how hard we work to not see that stuff.
Yes.
Working in sports, you almost are forced to see that. But, 20 plus years of mostly being able to dodge it,
yeah.
I feel pretty good. I think I'd be dead by now if I had to, consume.
There was a moment, I mean, like forever ago now, like pre our current boss, that long ago, where I remember our then boss Someone had, I remember the day, I was taking the train downtown to meet you at the arena, I think because I was staying for the game, or maybe my wife was meeting me down, whatever it was. I wasn't driving this day, I was on the train. And I got off the train and had a message from our boss with a link to an article about some guy from, I don't know, Chicago or Baltimore screaming about how Buffalo sucks, like the city, the whole thing. And I just like, You want me to yell about this? Like that's why you're sending me this. You want me to lose my I'm done. I don't feel like I want to respond to that anymore. And that's how I feel about the football stuff too. Same. Like I hope our audience doesn't mind that we're not just attacking the lowest hanging fruit all the time, because I just can't do it. I love it here. I'm good here. If you don't live here and want to dog us, you know, knock yourself out. I am not gonna fight you. I don't care. You don't matter to me.
Life's too short.
Yeah, life's
too short.
I mean, this is like 15 years ago. Yeah, I remember this moment and just thinking, like, I think I want to, I don't know, am I allowed to be done with that? Because I don't want to, every time somebody slights Buffalo, be the guy carrying the flag just because I'm on the radio.
Well, I don't have to tell you this either, but there is an appetite for, that's how those people sometimes maybe get off the ground. I mean, there is an appetite for that, if it's about a player, if it's about your city, anything like that. I just resent the idea that we have to, you know, acknowledge it.
Right.
Like maybe we can do content that actually has merit that isn't that.
Right.
So, but you know, not always do I feel like I'm successful in that.
No, me either.
It's just,
and you know,
refuse.
And flipping out does have its value.
You know, that's right. They love that from you. Yeah. We're still waiting for you on Jonathan Gannon. It's getting close.
I wouldn't say it's getting close. I got another vacation.
It's August.
I got another vacation before we get there. I don't, you know.
It's August.
Yeah.
Yesterday I used it's still July to make things, you know, seem casual. Can't do that anymore. It's August now. It's the first pick of the second round. Keon Coleman Day. August 1st. It's the first pick of the second round. We're there. I'm not sure that works. Sal coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Meant to bring this up yesterday. It was a little too painful, so better that it waits a day. Steve Perry was trending yesterday, the great Journey singer. And I clicked. I wanted to know what has happened here. Yeah. And do you know what it was?
Did it have anything to do with infighting within the band?
No.
Because I saw something about that today. Like
really?
Neil Sean and the keyboard player Jonathan Cain are fighting about something, royalties and use of the name, and just all kinds of
stuff. No, it had nothing to do with that. Okay. So that's interesting. That's a coincidence. No, it's that somebody made a list of great rock voices and did not include him.
That's too bad for him.
It was great for him. Because otherwise, who would be talking about him?
This is
the Andre Reed corollary.
It's a good point, yeah.
All those years, everybody wanted to get Andre Reed in the Hall of Fame, and I can certainly respect that. But have you thought much about him since? I mean, really, for every summer, we had arguments and, you know, a whole campaign about how is Andre Reed not in the Hall of Fame. Then he got in. Congrats on that. I mean,
he
got in. There's never been another conversation.
Nope.
Good for Steve Perry, because all you had yesterday was many of his fans pointing out the injustice. How do you have this list without Steve Perry? He's the best. Great move. It was probably a masterstroke by the person making the list.
It's a way to get
traction. Leave him off.
Yeah.
It's a way to get traction.
Was there anyone else really notable? Were there any other notable snubs? I know how you love snubs.
No idea.
Yeah.
I only knew Steve Perry was not mentioned, and people were making the point.
Yeah.
You have two points being made. Here again, we're just putting down Twitter. But one point is, I can't believe Steve Perry didn't make this list. And the other point is, I'm so happy he's not dead. Because when you see a name trending, sure, you don't know why. Like, what worry. Is this, yeah. What is the news going to be here?
Yeah.
So people expressing relief over that. Genius move, though. Make a list. Leave off someone obvious.
Right.
And you just start counting your money. Print your money.
Right.
Print your
Obvious, but not too obvious. Like if you're making the list of 100 greatest guitar players, don't leave off Jimi Hendrix to try to get clicks, because you're just going to look stupid. And I, you know, by saying that, I guess maybe I'm divulging that I don't think as highly of Steve Perry as you do. I'm not saying he doesn't warrant inclusion, but he would not be number one or anything, right? Like, so, you know, if you leave off, if you're talking about rock singers and you leave off Jagger or Rod Stewart or, I don't know, Axl Rose even, what are you doing here? These are some of the most famous front men in history. You're going to look dumb. Perry's a little bit further down the depth chart. It's like, you know, okay, maybe this will get some attention. But you can't leave off the very best guys or girls.
And if you're listening to 100, especially.
Sure, yeah.
10, maybe you can leave anybody off a top 10.
Yeah, that's easy. That's why those...
Top 10 basketball players, you don't list Jordan.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
You're crazy, right?
Right, yeah.
So maybe even in some cases 10 is enough where you just... You have to put the possible number one. You have to include that person. All right, this is good advice for people looking to, you know, get a game going online.
Get traction in the list game.
Yeah. Leave off very carefully, strategically, leave off somebody that will make people outraged.
Next thing you know, you're on the Larry King show.
Yeah. Has the show ever sounded older? I miss Larry King a little bit.
Tell me why you made this list without...
How could you? Make it Joe Rogan.
People are asking.
Yes. Joining us now is an idiot. Someone who does not know.
How do we know this person's an idiot? They left Steve Perry off their list of the greatest rock vocalists of all time.
There's no other explanation.
Idiot, you have the floor. Defend yourself. Go ahead. Give you some airtime.
That is a great scheme. I got to think of a list and leave somebody important off of it. Then I'll give it to Sneaky Joe. You take it. You like arguing with people in Edmonton. Go for it. You can have this. Well, exciting times with Bills camp continuing. There was another practice out at St. John Fisher today. There's an update. Just there will be every day on injuries. That's, you know, a par for the course in football. How big of a problem do the Bills have with two safeties, including second-round pick Cole Bishop, out for at least a couple of weeks? The old week-to-week diagnosis, which is, you know, it's like, it's not just a meaningless timetable estimate. I mean, when you hear that, you know it's significant enough, severe enough that the Bills are preparing to be without these players for a pretty good stretch of time. Exactly how long, they don't even know. But that's what they're facing at an important position here on the heels of Poyer's departure and Micah Hyde's too. We'll talk about that and more with Sal, who's got his update at our website, WGR550.com. Miss anything from him? You can also find it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Sal Capaccio next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. That's how it goes.
I don't love clutter. Like the thing about those sorts of tweets that I end up getting lumped in is, like, you know, like anyone, if you don't think you've done anything to get attention, and you go to you go to your Twitter page, your X.com page, excuse me,
thank you,
and you see, like, on the screen of your phone or your iPad, you got 26 notifications. Like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, what did I do? Oh yeah, no, it was just that. It was like a thread with like 20 media people mentioned in it, and like everybody's, and it's fine. Like, everybody's enjoying this discussion, but like, it's not, yeah, no, I didn't do anything.
Somebody
This isn't about me, so what am I doing here?
somebody heard, they perceived a slight about Josh Allen, and they want everybody in the media to know and be mad about it.
I can't mute that crap
fast enough. That's almost a block.
Just get out of here.
That's almost a block.
I am out.
No.
Yeah, tag 10 other hard people. Pass. Hey, did you see what Nick Wright said? Like, no!
You don't know how hard we work to not see that stuff.
Yes.
Working in sports, you almost are forced to see that. But, you know, 20-plus years of mostly being able to dodge it,
yeah.
I feel pretty good. I think I'd be dead by now if I had to, you know.
Yeah.
Consume.
There was a moment, I mean, like forever ago now, like pre our current boss, that long ago, where I remember – our then boss, someone had, I remember the day, I was taking the train downtown to meet you at the arena, I think because I was staying for the game, or maybe my wife was meeting me down, whatever it was, I wasn't driving this day, I was on the train, and I got off the train and had a message from our boss with a link to an article about some guy from, I don't know, Chicago or Baltimore screaming about how Buffalo sucks, like the city, the whole thing, and I just like, You want me to yell about this? Like that's why you're sending me this. You want me to lose my I'm done. I don't feel like I want to respond to that anymore. And that's how I feel about the football stuff too. Same. Like I hope our audience doesn't mind that we're not just attacking the lowest hanging fruit all the time, because I just can't do it. I love it here. I'm good here. If you don't live here and want to dog us, you know, knock yourself out. I am not gonna fight you. I don't care. You don't matter to me.
Life's too short.
Yeah. So,
yeah, life's too short.
I mean, this is like 15 years ago. Yeah, I remember this moment and just thinking, like, I think I want to, I don't know, am I allowed to be done with that? Because I don't want to, every time somebody slights Buffalo, be the guy carrying the flag just because I'm on the radio.
Well, I don't have to tell you this either, but there is an appetite for, that's how those people sometimes maybe get off the ground. I mean, there is an appetite for that, if it's about a player, if it's about your city, anything like that. I just resent the idea that we have to, you know, acknowledge it.
Right.
Like maybe we can do content that actually has merit that isn't that.
Right.
So, but you know, not always do I feel like I'm successful in that.
No, me either.
Just
and you know,
refuse.
And flipping out does have its value.
You know, that's right. Yeah. They love that from you. Yeah. We're still waiting for you on Jonathan Gannon. It's getting close.
I wouldn't say it's getting close. I got another vacation.
August.
I got another vacation before we get there. I don't, you know.
It's August.
Yeah.
Yesterday I used it's still July to make things, you know, seem casual. Can't do that anymore. It's August now. It's the first pick of the second round. Keon Coleman Day. August 1st. It's the first pick of the second round. We're there. I'm not sure that works. Sal coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Meant to bring this up yesterday. It was a little too painful, so better that it waits a day. Steve Perry was trending yesterday. The great Journey singer. And I clicked. I wanted to know what has happened here. Yeah. And do you know what it was?
Did it have anything to do with infighting within the band?
No.
Because I saw something about that today. Like
really?
Neil Sean and the keyboard player Jonathan Cain are fighting about something, royalties and use of the name, and just all kinds of
stuff. No, it had nothing to do with that. Okay. So that's interesting. That's a coincidence. No, it's that somebody made a list of great rock voices and did not include him.
That's too bad for him.
It was great for him. Because otherwise, who would be talking about him?
This is
the Andre Reed corollary.
That's a good point, yeah.
All those years, everybody wanted to get Andre Reed in the Hall of Fame, and I can certainly respect that. But have you thought much about him since? I mean, really, for every summer, we had arguments and, you know, a whole campaign about how is Andre Reed not in the Hall of Fame. Then he got in. Congrats on that. I mean,
he got in.
There's never been another conversation.
Nope.
Good for Steve Perry, because all you had yesterday was many of his fans pointing out the injustice. How do you have this list without Steve Perry? He's the best. Great move. It was probably a masterstroke by the person making the list.
It's a way to get
leave
traction.
Him off.
Yeah,
it's a way to get traction.
Was there anyone else really notable? Were there any other notable snubs? I know how you love snubs.
No idea.
Yeah,
I only knew that Steve Perry was not mentioned, and people were making the point.
Yeah,
you have two points being made here again. Like we're just putting down Twitter, but one point is I can't believe Steve Perry didn't make this list, and the other point is I'm so happy he's not dead. Because when you see a name trending, you don't know why. Like, what is the news going to be here?
Yeah.
So people expressing relief over that. Genius move, though. Make a list, leave off someone obvious.
Right.
And you just start counting your money. Print your money.
Right.
Pretty or
yeah. Yeah, obvious, but not too obvious. Like if you're making the list of 100 greatest guitar players, don't leave off Jimi Hendrix to try to get clicks, because you're just going to look stupid. And I, you know, by saying that, I guess maybe I'm divulging that I don't think as highly of Steve Perry as you do. Mm. I'm not saying he doesn't warrant inclusion, but he would not be number one or anything, right? Like, so, you know, if you leave off, if you're talking about rock singers and you leave off Jagger or Rod Stewart or, I don't know, Axl Rose even, what are you doing here? These are some of the most famous front men in history. You're going to look dumb. Perry's a little bit further down the depth chart. It's like, you know, okay, maybe this will get some attention. But you can't leave off the very best guys or girls.
And if you're listening to 100, especially.
Sure, yeah.
10, maybe you can leave anybody off a top 10.
Yeah, that's easy. That's why those...
Top 10 basketball players, you don't list Jordan.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
You're crazy, right?
Right, yeah.
So maybe even in some cases 10 is enough where you just... You have to put the possible number one. You have to include that person. All right, this is good advice for people looking to, you know, get a game going online.
Get traction in the list game.
Yeah. Leave off very carefully, strategically, leave off somebody that will make people outraged.
Next thing you know, you're on the Larry King show.
Yeah. Has the show ever sounded older? I miss Larry King a little bit.
Tell me why you made this list without...
How could you? Make it Joe Rogan.
People are asking.
Yes. Joining us now is an idiot. Someone who does not know.
How do we know this person's an idiot? They left Steve Perry off their list of the greatest rock vocalists of all time.
There's no other explanation.
Idiot, you have the floor. Defend yourself. Go ahead. Give you some airtime.
That is a great scheme. I got to think of a list and leave somebody important off of it. Then I'll give it to Sneaky Joe. You take it. You like arguing with people in Edmonton. Go for it. You can have this. Well, exciting times with Bills camp continuing. There was another practice out at St. John Fisher today. There's an update. Just there will be every day on injuries. That's, you know, a par for the course in football. How big of a problem do the Bills have with two safeties, including second-round pick Cole Bishop, out for at least a couple of weeks? The old week-to-week diagnosis, which is, you know, it's like, it's not just a meaningless timetable estimate. I mean, when you hear that, you know it's significant enough, severe enough that the Bills are preparing to be without these players for a pretty good stretch of time. Exactly how long, they don't even know. But that's what they're facing at an important position here on the heels of Poyer's departure and Micah Hyde's too. We'll talk about that and more with Sal, who's got his update at our website, WGR550.com. Miss anything from him, you can also find it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Sal Capaccio next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.